The Tennessee Black Caucus held a town hall meeting in Memphis on Tuesday at the National Civil Rights Museum. WKNO's Katie Reardon says most of the state's 17 black legislators came to talk about where their efforts stand in a Republican supermajority state.
The group of Democrats started with a laundry list of last session's victories and defeats, with criminal justice among the winning issues. State Senator Katrina Robinson of Memphis highlighted a successful bill that created education standards for young people in juvenile detention.
You'll see criminal justice reform that looks like, okay, we need to make sure that we're going through the process of reforming an individual who's coming into contact with our system. But you'll also see criminal justice reform that looks like, okay, what do we do with sentencing and mandatory minimums?
Robinson says future reforms could include ending solitary confinement for incarcerated juveniles and renewed attention to mental health services. Cameron Sexton, a Republican due to be voted House Speaker later this month, also came to the meeting. He said that criminal justice and mental health are two areas of reform that can bring both parties together next session. Some Democrats, however, want the future speaker to address what they call a culture of racism in the legislature. Sexton does not agree with that description, but he says,
"Do I think that we need to have better relationships outside Nashville and do more things to build those relationships? Absolutely."
The Tennessee Black Caucus will continue to hold town halls across the state, with the next one slated for Nashville. For WKNO News, I'm Katie Reardon.